I started off making the right pick. I'm going to end making the right pick.
Some bravado there from the president on ESPN. And he picked Kansas to beat North Carolina in the men's NCAA title game. And he's been doing this every year since he took office in 2009. And as he referenced there, he correctly picked the North Carolina Tar Heels to win it all that year. Unfortunately, that's the only time he's been right. Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. And Mike, did President Obama make some good picks for this year?
Well, if history's the judge, probably not. He's not terrible. He picks his bracket like he conducts his presidency. Remember a few months ago, he was talking about you move that aircraft carrier one degree at a time.
Yeah.
He's kind of incremental, and he's kind of no drama Obama. And maybe he would say, I don't believe in Cinderellas or underdogs. I just believe in stupid underdogs. So, yes, he usually picks pretty good teams, number one seeds. He has a softness for Kansas. Now, I have, for obvious reasons, you know, his mom's from there. So I've done a full analysis, though, comparing President Obama's picks to Dick Vitale, noted NCAA forecaster Dick Vitale's.
Uh-huh.
And the presidents aren't that worse. Since he's been in office, we have the results of seven of the last NCAA tournaments. And the president, although he's only gotten one right, he's actually only gotten five out of the 28 cumulative teams who've made the Final Four. But Dick Vitale has only correctly forecast seven out of 28.
Okay.
It's not an easy thing to do. And I think this year it's harder than most years.
Okay. Well, I mean, just sticking with Kansas for a second, the Jayhawks have three national titles to their resume. So not a terrible pick for this year, right?
Not a terrible pick. And another number one seed, University of North Carolina, similarly storied than the other number one seeds are the University of Virginia and Oregon. Michigan State's a number two seed, and they're favored by Las Vegas more than most of the other number ones I named. And Kentucky is a number four seed, which seems to have been a mistake by the committee. I don't know if they like the coach John Calipari, but Las Vegas says Kentucky is about the third or fourth most likely team to win this tournament, though they are a four seed.
Okay, so you mentioned Oregon, and I want to talk for a second about the team that's going to face Oregon on Friday. That's Holy Cross from Worcester here in Massachusetts. Good Cinderella pick?
No. A number 16 has never beaten a number one. I think the gap in talent is just too much. And of course, Holy Cross had to play a play-in game a couple of days ago. That doesn't help them. And then getting shipped out west, as they say, none of this helps them.
Okay, any other dark horse teams, though, that you're excited about?
I don't know. You know, I think the Cognoscenti would say Wichita State isn't a dark horse, but if you just look at their seeding, they're an 11 seed. They're playing Arizona. They're actually favored to beat Arizona. They also had to play a play-in game. They looked great against Vanderbilt a couple of days ago. This advanced statistical guru named Ken Pomeroy says that they're actually a top 10 team. If you crunch the numbers, they're the ninth best team in the country. Ken Pom, as he's called, has Oregon as only the 10th best team. Wichita State is the 9th best team. I think Wichita State, they've made a Final Four, confounding President Obama and Dick Vitale in the past.
Okay, we've got mere seconds, literally, but let's talk about UConn on the women's side. I mean, dominant, right?
Yeah, they don't even come close to losing, and it's not going to be undramatic if they cut down the nets again, but man, are they the odds-on favorite.
Mike Pesca is here and now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.